what it can be. This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number two of the program, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind if you dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy all those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Right back into your phone calls. People have been waiting patiently, so I think Frank might still be on the line in New York. Frank, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you've begun to tell us about something about drug purity.
Correct.
Go ahead.
I mean, the interesting research that was conducted on LSD, the Sandoz pure LSD that the government used, and doled out to research institutions and psychologists for the research, there were very few bad trips or bad effects that couldn't have been, you know, anticipated. But when you got into sort of like the homemade blotter acid and things, where it was very impure and different things, all sorts of possibilities could occur. The question I wanted to raise, we have a generation of people that have been on Ritalin for 10 years or more, and we have a generation of people that have been on Prozac for 10 years or more. I'm wondering if those two drugs, when combined with, let's say, the street ecstasy, could have unanticipated effects and consequences. And
I think it's easy to say that they would have unanticipated consequences.
Correct,
I
mean, but there hasn't been much clinical research done where you would have a...
No, and they're not allowed to. Nobody can do any research on illegal drugs without the permission of the DEA, and the DEA ain't given permission for it.
Right,
and of course,
because
the whole thing's been so...
That's what I would be very concerned about. And also those fluoride-based inhibitor drugs that are used, you know, for psychological modifications that so many people have.
It's
and I don't mean just
concern.
Young kids, but I'm talking about people,
anybody,
you know,
sure,
up to maybe 65.
That would
be very interesting.
Thank you, Frank, for the call today. It's a legitimate concern because not only... If you can't research these drugs, not only can you not find out what the negative effects are, but you also can't find out what the positive effects are either.
You know, Ian, that's a great point. One of the major problems in science is trying to find out what you don't know, especially if you are involved in clinical research, university-level research. The grant process, it's all from the federal government or organizations, non-governmental organizations that are tied to the government policies that they want to get something done in a certain way.
And my sister, you better find what they want you to find.
Yeah,
right?
My sister went to Harvard, and she got her PhD from Harvard, and she explained to me, she's like, look, every year that I'm in this system, I see a lot, realize how corrupt the system is. The grant process is all politicized. So how are you going to find out what you don't know if the government is the one that researches things to try to discover new information? It's very difficult to try to discover these things, and it shows you how stacked against people this system really is.
Yes, absolutely. Let's continue with your calls and talk to Brett in New Hampshire. You are on Free Talk Live. Brett, what's on your mind tonight?
How you guys doing? I have a brain and topic.
All right.
I recently had a court appearance that I wanted to talk to you guys about. The details of the actual appearance in court kind of insignificant, but it got me thinking about a couple of things. I had listened to your show for a couple of years off and on, and I'm pretty familiar with what that gentleman in Texas has been doing. And
Sam from the Obscure Truth Network. Yes, sir.
Yeah, and, you know, as well as the people in the central and the western part of the state with the legal system as well. And I think it's admirable, and I think it's very brave. And, you know, as I learned more about what they were doing, I kind of always envisioned what my next appearance in court, if need be, would be like. And I went in there last week. You know, I kind of pictured defending myself, captivated jury, putting the system on trial. And I went in there last week and just kind of took it. Just kind of, and I realized As great as I think those things are, I'm not in a position where I can do them. You know what I mean?
Wait a minute. You're in New Hampshire.
I certainly am, and I fled Massachusetts about 9 months ago. I joined the Free State Project, and it's more of an economics thing. Like, I'm not in a position where... What had happened was with the I had gotten pulled over... because I have all my papers still from Massachusetts, I contested a ticket, never got the correspondence, subsequently got my license suspended, and then pulled over, didn't have a license, and was arrested. So you know, in New Hampshire, that's I think that's like a 6 month loss of license, which I can't do. And you know,
well, we have people driving around. We've had people driving around with no license and no registration. I mean, they have gone and got arrested for it. Or actually, not every time are they arrested. Russell Canning was arrested once, but David Cruz was not arrested at all. He was just given a summons, and then he had his fine suspended. So, you know, even if they suspend your driver's license, it doesn't prevent you from getting behind the wheel of a car and continuing to drive. So
I guess you know, it's a balance. To the consideration is, you know, if I drive 600 miles a week, and you know, I'm very much on board with what all these people are doing, and I mm-hmm. totally agree with it. But if I have a job that requires me to drive between 500 and 600 miles a week, you know, I wasn't.
That could be a problem. Yeah, I could see that.
I found like the whole court experience was very demeaning, and that, you know, they had sent me a letter of kind of a plea agreement, you know, saying, give us $300 and we won't take your license. So I took it. And, you know, you went in there.
And that's what
and
most people do. I mean, it's okay. Yeah. I would like to say that it's okay to bow down. It's okay to fly under the radar. It's okay to pay the gang off to get them to leave you alone. That's what most people do. It's kind of the norm. And it takes a lot of practice to do what something like what Sam is doing. I mean, Sam in Texas at ObscureTruth.com, Sam has been really blowing the minds of a lot of the activists up here in New Hampshire because of the fact that he's going at this all alone, you know, this one-man army down there, essentially, and he's had an amazing level of success, all things considered. But even Sam went ahead and paid one of the tickets just because, you know, he made the assertion that it would be just easier in his life if he went ahead and paid that. So, you know, I don't begrudge anybody for obeying the demands of these government people. I think that eventually, I think what we should do is take baby steps. So I think if you think, you know, if going without a license and all that is too far, then take a little step. You know, I don't know what that might be for you, but for instance, when the guy came over and gave me that ticket for the couch in the yard, I told him, you know, I'm not gonna pay this. I don't have an obligation to you. There's no contract here, and I'm not going to pay it. And I considered that kind of a baby step out of my comfort zone. It was one of the first things that I really explicitly did right there in the face of a government agent to say, no, I'm not cooperating with you anymore. I'm still paying property taxes because Julia would feel very frightened if I didn't pay property taxes, frightened that they might come take my house from me. So she's asked for me to wait until there's at least five people that are willing to stop paying together. And I think that was a sensible request on her part. And, you know, that may be something that will help you out down the line if you want to continue taking those steps, finding others who are also willing to take the steps with you, discussing different options, coming at it from different approaches. So I don't think that you should feel like anybody's coming down on you for it. I don't know if you were feeling that way, but you got to do what you got to do to make your life right. And like you said, economics is an important factor. If you can afford to be a professional activist, or you've got enough wealth to where you can just do this stuff just to see what happens, then I think that's great. But if you're just barely getting the bills paid and you need that check from the job that you've got to drive for, then it makes sense to bow down and jump through those system's hoops in order so you can keep the checks coming in every week. So I hope that makes sense.
Before the chain of events that you know, what led up to this was a baby step like that. My inspection sticker had expired in Massachusetts, and I know you guys live in Keene, but I drive a lot in Massachusetts for my job.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a situation here a year ago in the tunnel of this $20 billion project that they did in Boston, where a ceiling panel fell on a woman's car and killed her.
Yes.
out of a tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
The roads that I drive on, in some cases, really look almost and feel almost, I imagine that it's what the surface of the moon is like. As far as like how smooth the roads are here.
Yeah.
Now, I have a 4,000-pound car that I am that I absolutely depend on to make a living. Can't I, when you have a state where all of these unsafe things are going on, can I be responsible for my own 4,000-pound car that I'm dependent on? Do I need a sticker from you while your bridges and tunnels are falling apart and, you know, the roads are damaging. So I...
You may have to find another area in which you can take those steps, because if you're putting your job in jeopardy, that doesn't seem like a very good thing to do. So find something else where you can refuse or non-cooperate or something that feels
it's
a little
frustrating,
more
though,
comfortable
the
for
point,
you.
The point he's making.
Yeah, and I thank you for the call tonight, and I'm glad you're here in New Hampshire. At least you've got some people that can back you up if you decide to do these things. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
So, my diet's progressing along. If you hadn't heard, many of my pants have ceased to fit, so I'm trying to take off 10 or 15 pounds. Going on diets isn't easy for me. If I try to skip a meal, I freak out. I swear it's some kind of blood sugar problem. And if I try to take any kind of stimulant, I freak out. This makes most diets and diet supplements unacceptable. But I've found a solution. Dex C20. Dex C20 is all natural. It doesn't have any stimulants. I just take it and go. I don't try to forbid myself any food. I haven't changed my exercise patterns, and I'm still losing weight. More than 4 pounds at last count. Dex C20 is a two-pronged attack on fat. It's an appetite suppressant, and it reduces fat cell division and the resulting fat storage. You can find Dex C20 at most drugstores like Walgreens, CVS, or GNC. Pick up a bottle of Dex C20 in the gold box today, or just go to diet.freetalklive.com. and start losing weight the easy way. Don't freak out. Take Dex C20.
You've heard the commercials on Life Change Tea, the all-natural, clean-your-system-and-lose-weight product. Well, maybe you don't believe. Maybe you doubt. For those who don't believe, we will give you a money-back guarantee. That's right, a 45-day money-back guarantee. Some restrictions apply. That's right, if you don't feel better and lose weight, you can get your money back. So what are you waiting for? Call now. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can go to LifeChangeTea.com. Read up on us. You have nothing to lose but wait.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
I had the opportunity to speak to my 90-year-old grandmother at some length here recently, and she was talking about the Great Depression, and we were talking about the gas prices, the food prices, this economic uncertainty we're in, these, you know, really kind of perilous times. No one knows where we're headed or where we might end up. And she was reminded of the Great Depression and how in those days, folks who lived in the country did okay because they had chicken and eggs and they could grow gardens and can their food, but how difficult it was for people who lived in urban areas or in the cities because they didn't have the landscape for gardening or the know-how, and they didn't have the chickens and the livestock. So it was a lot different for them. Well, we know one thing's certain right now. We're headed into much higher prices on food, and there is a global food shortage. Now, what can you do to prepare? Do what I did. Sell some toys off in the garage. Go to the J. Michael Stevens eFoodsDirect.com company. Get some food and put it away and be safe. Put a little security in your life. You deserve security. Go to eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Put some food away. Do it now. 1-800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
Vanguard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And those features include archives, so if you missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They are all yours for free at freetalklive.com.
In Chapter 6, Subterranean, Tad Galahad goes to hell. In hell, he finds nanobots, killbots, sexbots, supermodel clones, immortality, and a rocket ride off this pale blue dot. Go to freedom-engineering.com. That's freedom-engineering.com.
800-259-9231 to the AMP lines, and lady callers come first. So we talked to Lisa in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Lisa.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just had a question about these ideas are sort of new to me, these free market kind of ideas.
Sure.
And I just graduated law school and wrote the bar exam, and I've always sort of been thinking about being a public defender.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it was always like a job that was not as bad as working for the government, because it was sort of a check, like a check against the government, working against the state's attorney and really supporting my client. So
I
just wanted
that.
To know what your thoughts are about the judicial system being a public defender.
I think that it's fine. Obviously, there are people that need defending, and that would be your job. And many of them are going to be accused of crimes they didn't commit. And so I think that what you had in mind was certainly a noble purpose. I mean, certainly you will be working for the government, and there will be strings that come along with that, and certain things about that job that will probably be undesirable.
And bureaucratic.
And one of the things, besides all the bureaucracy, of course, as you know, most likely, that you have to swear an oath of allegiance to the state to be a lawyer, essentially. Whether you're being the DA or the whatever lawyer you're being, you have to essentially swear an oath of allegiance to the state. So you can't do things like bring up jury nullification.
Right.
You'll be disbarred. If you bring up questions that question the legitimacy of the system, you'll be disbarred. So to some extent, you have to play by the rules they set for you. But all that said, I still think it's a noble idea that you had.
The point that I'd like to make on it is, as a public defender, there's a certain aspect of sort of jadedness that comes along. I spent 8.5 years in prison, and I met a lot of good people that worked as prison guards there. And, you know, over time, they get the impression that convicts suck. And the reason is, convicts suck. You don't get your choice of people when you're a public defender, and then you deal with a whole bunch of really crappy individuals.
Some riffraff.
Yeah.
And what I'm thinking, this is just an idea, you get to do what you want with your life, is that you could be a defense attorney, work very hard for the people that, pay you money to defend them, because a lot of lawyers, sorry, just don't. That's as a defendant, that's all you want, is somebody who's going to work very hard for you. And secondly, you can, if you're successful enough, you can use some of that time to do pro se stuff for people that you think are good choices. You can network with groups that go into the jail, perhaps, and find the defendants, or, do a small amount of advertising that would, have people get a hold of you that would be good choices. That way you can pick people that you would be, happier defending rather than these despicable
people.
It's
not that I'm unhappy defending them, but that's just the thing. If I work for a private firm, say, then all the law students are attracted to work for the state's attorney, and then they get the best talent, and they end up growing bigger and bigger because no one wants to defend the scum of the earth. So,
well, Lisa,
I want to defend the scum of the earth even more for that reason.
Yeah, it's interesting because your sentimental curve right now, the position you're in, is very similar to my brother. Started his own practice, general practice, as an attorney here in New Hampshire. And did very well in law school down at Washington and Lee, and came into it. The points that Ian and Mark have made are all very, very valid, particularly I think what Mark has experienced, seeing that jadedness that comes along, and what Ian mentioned about not being able to basically do anything that challenges the state other than work within the state. And what you find as a public defender, I'm sure you've already spoken to people already who are operating in that field, but it eventually becomes a negotiation process in most cases. And like Mark said, you're dealing with the scum of the earth oftentimes. My brother, as a guy who was able to pick and choose his clients as a defense attorney, I think gained more satisfaction in it because he was able to find cases where he thought, you know what, we've got a valid claim here. We've got a way to try to make things right because the state, you know, I picked this one. This is a good one. So your choice, I hate to see you get burned out because it seems like you really have the right sentiment about free markets. And also what you might want to do is, let's say you go and practice in this field for a while and you get tired of it, see if you can go teaching constitutional law and beyond. Adding that free market aspect to a constitutional perspective is fantastic.
And Lisa, one idea here, I sort of hear your concern about the state's attorney becoming more and more powerful, and I think that that's an admirable way to look at it. Maybe the idea would be to be a public defender for 3, 5 years, some period of time, and then before you hate the people that you're working for, strike out on your own, go work for one of these firms. Then you'll have real world experience behind you, and also have a chance to look at doing what it is that you imagine doing.
Yeah, I like that idea. I mean, not that I want to advocate anybody work for the government, but clearly this is the path you're on, and I think that if you're the public defender, then there's going to be no shortage of clients that are going to be put in front of you, because in fact that's the biggest problem with being a public defender, is you're burdened with so many clients you can't pay special attention to hardly anybody. That may be one of the reasons why many public defenders just encourage their clients to plead guilty, just to get them off their shelf and moved on. If you are working as a public defender, obviously you're going to meet a lot of people, and many of these people will get picked up again in the future. So if you give them your business card with a private phone number or private email address or something like that, you could sort of build a recognition amongst the people that might be using your services as a private defender in the future. That's just speculation on my part. I don't know much about the business.
Hey, Lisa, question for you. These people that you see are going to go into big firms. Are you thinking that if you're going to be going into private practice, it would have to be with a big firm, or could you go with a smaller firm?
I could go with a smaller one, I wouldn't be picky.
Yeah, sometimes going with a smaller firm is better, and I'm sure you're going to get this impression, especially if you're in a small locality. Everybody knows each other, and when you're working in the county, at the county level or the district level, you know everybody. You know the prosecutors, you know the judges. I mean, for goodness sake, I won't go into it, but I was at a bachelor party for a friend of someone. There were judges, there were prosecutors, there were strippers. It was crazy.
It's an incestuous private club. I mean, they're all members of the same club. That's what the bar is.
And that can bring great satisfaction to some people. But with you, with your sentiment, it might not be the most satisfying thing. You get to know these people personally, but you can't necessarily fight the fights all out the way you want to. It's a tough call. You might want to try it for a few years, like Mark says, and then branch off, do something else. Or if you're going with a firm, go with a smaller firm.
Okay.
There you go, Lisa. Good luck. And let us know how it works out for you, okay?
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's tough, man, discovering the Liberty philosophy after having spent years training to work for the government.
I love these real-world situations that people get into, because that's how my life is.
This is very cool.
800-259-9231. Alex, John, Glenn, all on the way. Your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at FindOneFindAll.com. That's FindOneFindAll.com.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's toughest quiz show, That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip! The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
That number again, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those, including the wiki with over 1,700 pages created by listeners like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive for free. It's wiki.freetalklive.com.
The trick to keeping weight off is to, well, burn as many calories in the day as you take in. Many of us have sort of gotten into the pattern of eating more calories in a day than we take in, and as a result, fat storage happens. Well, you can shrink your stomach. You can shrink the amount of food that you take in a day. It's just difficult. You have to deprive yourself over a period of time. Unless you take Dex-C20, then the deprivation doesn't feel like anything. I take Dex-C20 twice a day every day, and I don't feel like I'm missing out on any meals. I'm not missing any meals, but I'm not eating as much per meal. You can try it, Dex-C20. You can get it at Walgreens, CVS, GNC, or you can go to diet.freetalklive.com.
As we continue with your calls about what you want, it is Glenn in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Glenn.
Yo, what's up?
Hey, what's on your mind, Glenn?
Let's see. I think I'll tell you about this ridiculous ticket that I got the other night.
Okay.
I'm out here in Alabama, originally from New York. And the other night I got stopped in one of those, what's it called, the police, when they set up the little barricade on the street and they just...
One of the drunk checkpoints?
Oh, yeah, the checkpoints.
Yeah, a checkpoint. Not a drunk checkpoint, although I guess they could have busted me for that.
That's usually the excuse they use. What was their excuse for this checkpoint?
No, it was just a stop and stop checkpoint.
She said, hi, friendly just, neighborhood
yeah,
copper.
Hey,
hi.
How you doing? Show me your documents.
Yeah, okay.
So I gave the guys my documents, and they looked them over, and they saw that I still had a New York driver's license.
Okay.
I guess they asked me how long I'd been living in Alabama, and I'm a graduate student in the sciences. And I told them the truth. I told them I'd been here for several years.
No, what you say can be used against you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I opened my big mouth like that, and so they gave me a ticket. They wrote me up for having a New York State driver's license.
And what does that ticket entail? I mean, what are the alleged punishments or costs involved?
It's just like any other ticket you'd get, where it has little boxes, it's filled out, it says go to court if you want. The main thing is, I told the officer, I'm like, look, I'm a graduate student here, I'm probably going to be out of here in the next couple of months, and my New York identity is kind of still precious to me, even though I've been living here for a while, so I don't want to quite give that up.
So what do you want to do about this?
I guess I have to go to court. I'm a little bit unsure about, if you guys have any strategic advice for me, I'd appreciate it.
My strategy would be, when they ask you the question, how long have you lived in Alabama? I would take the Bill Clinton approach and say, define lived.
Right. Yeah. That's
yeah,
what
because I went
be.
Home on vacation a couple times, right?
I don't
know.
Right.
Well, I mean, my parents live in New York. All my friends live in New York. I'm here at graduate school. I'm patronizing one of your fine universities down here in Alabama. And likely when I'm done, I'm going to go back to New York. God bless you people.
We've actually got a new forum, a sub-forum over on the Freekeen forum at forum.freekeen.com, where a lot of this sort of discussion is going on about how to interact with bureaucrats. And there are some great videos by the anti-terrorist that I've linked to there. And there are, of course, a lot of opinions, a lot of ideas, and much of it is very, very untested. And so the basic idea, though, is if you are answering questions, you're losing. And if you're asking questions, then you're not losing as bad. Because anytime you contact a bureaucrat, you're going to lose. Anytime they come into contact with you, whether it's via mail or on the street or whatever, you're going to lose time. You possibly will lose money. At the very least, you'll lose your precious time. You're never going to get that back.
Okay, I'll try to keep them guessing in that case.
Well, you've already gotten the ticket at this point, so now you have to deal with that situation. When's the court date set for?
It's like in a week or two. It's like the 19th.
All right, week or two.
I take it from that tact that when I talked to the officer, lived might have been the like he said lived. I figured but in thinking about it, Your Honor, I really define lived. I'm only here going to school. I'm a student.
Well, and also you can ask about the obligation, which I think is a pretty powerful approach to basically suggest that where is the – I'd be happy to pay this fine, okay? I accept your fine conditionally upon the condition that you prove my obligation to obey your laws, to obey this requirement that
I can't even believe that's a requirement. It seems – it's ridiculous.
Oh, it's a typical requirement. Here in New Hampshire, it was on the voter's registration form that said, I agree to obey all New Hampshire's laws, especially the law that says I must register my vehicle and get a New Hampshire driver's license within 60 days of moving here. And, everybody just mindlessly signs that when they sign the voter's registration form, though I think they might have taken it out of there at this point. But I crossed that sucker out, and they sent crossed it out, initialed the cross out, so they knew it was me that did it, and they sent an investigator out to my house to ask me questions about it. And I didn't have to talk to him, obviously, but you never have to talk to these people. But I did tell, you know, he asked me why I did it, and I said, well, how could I possibly have agreed to that statement? I don't, I'm not going to read all your laws, so I'm certain I can't know what they are, so how could I possibly agree to obey them? It's physically, it's a physical impossibility. And
yeah,
then you come at it from the approach of, well, I'll be happy to pay this fine, presuming you show me the obligation that was created upon me, the signed document that shows that I agreed to your system. And if you have to be willing to face whatever sort of cold jail cell they're going to put you in.
Yeah,
for
I might get more
position.
Than I bargained for with that approach. I'm not sure I'm going to take that. No. I do want to get out of here.
Well, you know, in that case, then you can just pay up and, you know, be a good little citizen and give them the money they want.
I don't think you have to jump. I don't think just because you don't take Ian's tact of your court system's real legitimate. I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions
to
prove it.
If you accept
that
their legitimacy,
immediately says please immediately says that you have to roll over. You know, they've got stuff. You know, you've got a pretty good position being a student.
Yeah.
I would like them
hearing,
to consider
right?
just the common sense argument, like, hey, I'm only here for a temporary moment.
Let me stop
leaving.
You there. There is no point in arguing with bureaucrats. I would suggest that you go to adventuresinlegalland.com and take a look at what Mark Stevens has written. He will point out that when you make an argument in front of a judge, the judge will say, well, that's your interpretation, frivolous, overruled, or whatever, and he'll just roll right over top of you. And the reason for that is because when you go in, you're going in for what is called an arraignment or a hearing, I presume, to allegedly plead.
Poppycock. Listen, there is absolutely a
What's
point.
Poppycock?
What you are saying, the crap coming out of your mouth.
You're telling me a judge's not going to say your argument's frivolous?
No, he's
overruled?
Not necessarily going to say that. The fact is, there's plenty of times when you talk to bureaucrats, you present your side, they say, okay. I mean, have you had your property taxes reduced by the town of the city of Keene?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you talk to those bureaucrats and you got what you wanted?
Well, there's a process
so there's
that
a
they
point.
Are following.
Right, there's a point in talking. All he wants is a silly ticket tossed out.
I understand that, Mark. All I'm telling you is if you agree to their system, then you agree to play by their rules. And that means they can do whatever the hell they want to. What Mark is saying is true. There are the occasional instances where the government will let you slide on something. But the government is more interested in extracting money and obedience from you. So Mark's option isn't really going to get most people somewhere. There's just a small chance of what Mark says will work. I'm not guaranteeing anything about what I'm saying at all. My option could end you up in a
cold
jail.
You're kind of talking about martyring. You're kind of talking about martyring myself for this cause, which is kind of trivial, right?
Well, if it's trivial, then why are you calling us?
Good point.
You're calling because you don't want to. You're calling with this issue because you don't want to jump through their hoops and get their driver's license.
He doesn't
want
to end up in jail either.
I don't want to go in. It's like my time is valuable, and it really pisses me off that I have to go in there and sit in court and go through all the rigmarole for something so stupid.
Well, here's what I would recommend you do. Go to the forum at the Interacting with Bureaucrats subforum at forum.freekeen.com. Myself and Sam and some others are hanging out there, and we're talking about these things. You could actually send them a notice in advance of the trial and possibly try some things before even having to go to court. But again, that also will take you time. So hang on. Might bring it back here for a little more discussion. 800-259-9231.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 800-259-9231, and it is Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free. Enjoy them on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. You like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. What we do is we take that money and reinvest it into the show, getting on as many radio stations around the world and around the country as possible. And we also bring new internet listeners on board with the AMP program. So go to amp.freetalklive.com and learn more also about our changes that we've recently made to the AMP program. We were going to, at the $10,000 mark, we're at around $3,700 right now, but at the $10,000 mark, we were going to announce some secrets, and we still are. There's still some things that we're going to keep under wraps, but we've let one of the secrets, one of the cats out of the bag a little early, and it's thanks to our friend Jason Osborne at SACL CAI. He has helped accelerate this process behind the scenes, and one of the secrets is that we were planning on getting as much worldwide distribution as we possibly could, and that means worldwide satellite distribution. So our listeners over in Europe, our listeners in Australia, and wherever else in the world will be able to pull down Free Talk Live
preferably up for that. That's what we're planning on, is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in their location with a very affordable satellite dish and receiver. Of course, it could also mean that people could rebroadcast it. They could stream it if they wanted to. They could get an FM or AM or shortwave transmitter or something like that and rebroadcast that way in their home countries. And so it would essentially feed signal to everybody around the world. That's kind of the idea. It's going to cost some money, and so that's what we're trying to raise a little bit of extra money for.
Great plan.
So I was hoping that that would excite people into, wow, that's a pretty cool idea. So
I love the idea of you know, pirate stations popping up all over the world. Not in America. We wouldn't want to compete with FCC affiliates. But you know, all over. Well, the bad commies like Russia and India and things like that. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's kind of one of the things we got right now that we're working on. And there's more detail there at amp.freetalklive.com is one of the things that I'm pretty excited about. And of course, I think the first question that somebody's going to ask is, well, what the hell do you need that for? You've already got an internet feed. What are you talking about? Why do you need this?
You've got internet.
And the reason is because not everybody has the internet. There are still a lot of people here in America that don't have the internet. And I know that some people would say, well, too bad, you should leave them behind. I don't agree with that. I think that everybody needs to hear the message of freedom. I think it's relevant to everyone's lives, and I think that having that satellite channel that anybody can pull down for a one-time equipment purchase can be very, very valuable in places where internet access is spotty, where internet access is only dial-up, where you don't have internet or
many,
you can't afford it.
Many places in the world that
or
is
you,
so.
Or you can't afford the monthly payments. With the satellite option we're talking about, you invest once in a receiver and a dish, and you've got coverage forever. I mean, there's no fee. It's not like Sirius or XM.
And it allows people that are very interested in it in Free Talk Live to set up their own little transmitter, and then anybody with a radio could do it.
Exactly. So go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about what we've got in mind and get on board, because there's all kinds of other reasons to AMP. Besides helping Free Talk Live get distributed, you're also going to get access to the AMP-only chat room, the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, and more. Get all the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your calls, Glenn is still on the line. And, Glenn, you're in Alabama going to school. You've been down there for a number of years. And
yeah, I think this is my fifth year.
You're actually getting ready to leave after you graduate here shortly, but just in time, the police pulled you over and decided to hand you a ticket because you told them. Unfortunately, you told them you'd been living in Alabama, and
I'm smart, but I'm a moron.
Well, no, that's not true. It takes practice to learn how to deal with these people. They are very authoritative, they're very intimidating, and it takes practice to learn how to bounce questions back at these folks.
You know what he said though? It was a special sting where they had like the one of the big head cop guys, like the sheriff there. And he said that he had to give me a ticket because his boss was there.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, that's good to say.
Yeah, that's fine. You know, that's what they have to do. They got to write their tickets because it's all about revenue generation. It's not about keeping anybody safe, obviously. And in this case, it's also about obedience. But you've already gotten the ticket. You'd rather not go to court, and you'd certainly rather not jump through all these hoops that Alabama's going to put up for you to try to get their license just so you can move back to New York or wherever else you're going to move to and, then have to change it again or whatever.
Yeah, I know. That's the point. I don't want to change my license and then... What a pain in the butt.
So Mark is suggesting sort of the standard appeal of going in, consenting to the system, and then essentially bowing down before the mercy of the court and hoping the judge will, make it all go away.
I don't see that as bowing down. I see making your argument.
It is bowing down because it's their system and you're consenting to it. You're going to be going into an arraignment, which is where you will be pleading. Is that correct? They'll want you to make a plea. They're not guilty or no contest or guilty.
I imagine a room filled with, sorted characters and, express hearing, some kind of arraignment,
Right. So that's where there's different tactics we can talk about here, but I've actually got Sam from Texas on the line here. We're going to bring him get a little consulting with Sam in Texas, the man who has the most experience in dealing with these bureaucrats and consenting, or rather withdrawing consent from the system. Sam, you're on with Glenn in Alabama.
Sam, I've seen your videos. You got cojones, man. I like that.
Thank you. All right, so Glenn, in your case, the first thing you want to do is go get a really big camera and bring it with you. No, don't do that. I was listening to kind of your story, and the word that kept popping into my head is sojourn, which is a temporary resident or a temporary period of residence, which is really describing your situation.
Okay, I'm writing that down, sojourn.
So now, I think what, if you don't want to try and, you know, question the legitimacy of the court, the thing to really stand on is to make that statement. And the judge will probably try and trick you by saying something like, okay, so you're living here temporarily? And if you answer that, guess what you're doing?
I'm incriminating myself.
Yeah, incriminating yourself and agreeing that you were, in fact, living in the state, even though you said you were sojourning. So if he tries to ask anything to reinterpret it or, you know, just repeat his question or rephrase it, you need to come back with, I'm sojourning here. The outside of that, I mean, you can go in and question kind of the cause and there may be rules that require an oath to be signed in and sworn in before the ticket is filed. And in order to have a valid ticket, it just depends on the state, and I don't know that much about Florida.
That's Alabama.
He's in Alabama.
Alabama.
So that's a good suggestion for if you are going to go ahead and that would be after you plead not guilty.
See, the guy didn't.
Well, actually, Ian, I wouldn't even do that because you're there really to ensure that it's a valid complaint before you even enter a plea. So these are questions that you can ask beforehand.
All right. And Sam, what about the fact that he's a legal, I use the term, unfortunately, because I have to, a legal resident of another state. Can he employ that in any way when he goes into this courtroom situation to challenge their accusation against him?
I don't know about that. I mean, anything that you admit is going to be used against you. So I'm thinking you'd probably be safer just saying, here's my position. I'm sojourning and stick to that. And you don't want to, like, give them extra information that they can turn around and find some other way to charge you or use against you. You really just want to pick a position that, you know, here's the facts that I'm stating, and then see what they do to try and defeat it.
Okay, so I'm going to act like this is a common sense type of thing. I'm just going to say, like, no, I'm sojourning here. What is, like, I'm just going to lay it out like I'm in the right and, you know, and just say as little as possible, right?
So you're actually, Sam, you're suggesting he not even get to the point of the plea, sort of like a Mark Stevens or the approach that you had tried before where you go in and you basically say, in this case, so I didn't understand what it was that the police officer was asking me that night, and I think I incorrectly gave him some incorrect information. I'm actually not
living
here.
I wouldn't even admit that. I would just say, Judge, I'm ready to enter a plea, but I need to make sure that this is a valid complaint, and I've got a couple questions about that I want to ask you beforehand just to make sure I understand this.
Now, let's say you're in the chess game now, and he mentions that he's a sojourner, he's sojourning here. If the judge asks him, could you define that for me, how would you respond, Sam?
I've got to look up the definition beforehand. I'm here for a brief period of residence.
Temporary traveler through this area or something.
Right.
These murky waters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then if they ask him, are you ready to make a plea, then how would he respond?
Go to hell.
I don't think that would go over too well. I guess it depends on which way you want to go. Not guilty if you believe that the complaint itself is invalid and you're going to challenge that through the system. That's the plea you'd want to enter, and then you'd want to start filing all of the paperwork to go after it.
Good luck, Glenn.
It's a lot of work.
What happens. And, Sam, thanks for the call tonight.
All right,
appreciate
thanks, brother.
Advice. And don't forget to head over to forum.freekeen.com, maybe continue the discussion there. Hour 3 coming up.
Over 7,000 business books are published each year, and every one of them is hyped by its publisher and has some nugget of information for you. But you don't need to read them all. Each Chapter One has a team of literary journalists that scour through them to bring you executive summaries of the best business books. Go to eChapterOne.com and subscribe to Executive Summaries for Leaders. Use discount code FTL to get a free one-month subscription, and when you renew, you get a $30 discount off the retail price. That's E as in easy, ChapterOne.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Oregon.